Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 282 for Thursday, February 25th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down sharply on Thursday, with prices falling to their lowest levels in 10 months as speculative sell stops were hit on the way down. Canola was down by $9 to $16, the most active May contract down $11.40 at $453.30 per ton. Strength in the Canadian dollar, which was up by nearly a full cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, likely provided the catalyst for the leg down in canola, with losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil also weighing on prices. Lingering concerns over tightening Chinese import standards were also in the background. Canola did outpace soybeans to the downside, with the losses looking overdone from a chart standpoint. Scale-down commercial demand did come forward at the lows, with fundamental signals still supportive overall. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley saw some activity today, with that market moving down as traders exited the front month. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both lower, while wheat was narrowly mixed, with most months higher. USDA officials announced their first acreage projections of the year at their annual Outlook Forum this morning. The early forecast is for corn acreage to rise by over 2%, hitting 90 million acres, while soybean area should only decline slightly to 82.5 million acres. Wheat acreage, it should be down by 6.7% on the year, hitting 51 million acres in the U.S., with lower crop prices likely leading to more land left unseeded on the year. Soybeans, they're down 5 to 8 cents. The May contract down 7 at 8.65 per bushel. Relatively favorable South American crop conditions did remain a bearish influence, while disappointing weekly export sales also weighed on prices. The U.S. only sold 328,000 tons of beans during the past week, while soy oil sales were the second worst of the marketing year to date. Corn prices, they're down 3 to 4 cents. The May contract down 4 at 3.60 per bushel. Weekly corn exports at nearly a million tons were somewhat supportive, but the rising acreage projection from the USDA did weigh on prices. For wheat, prices were up 3 cents to down a penny. Most months higher, the May contract in Chicago up 3 at 4.54 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports at nearly 400,000 tons. Were the best in 3 months, and that helped many months move off their nearby lows. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, February 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.